Welcome to ITE 1, Module 10, Supplemental Roleplay. Now, before we start, just one quick thing. If you are working ahead through 11 through 16, that accessibility document becomes very relevant again because you have alternative labs and lots of suggestions as to usage of different labs. So do look at that, as I say and have said many times. If you come to me and ask a question that was covered in the accessibility document, I'll just refer you back to it. Same with Sean
One
or
small point. You do not get extra marks being an accessibility hero if you sit down and spend 15 hours of your life working out a solution to a problem that we already have in the accessibility document. You will have an incredibly sense of satisfaction. However, you will simply get a pass on that lab. So think of how you invest your time.
we may dash it.
So yeah, do look at that. Any recordings you need are in the usual spot because you'll need recordings, or a recording. And if you have questions after you read the accessibility document or suggestions, as always, talk to us. But do read that document first because there were people who came before you and did a lot of the legwork and figured out what you can and can't do. And trust me, I don't want to get you guys out of labs as a at all, if possible. So, if a lab has changed or if something's going on that is different, trust me. Somebody sat down for a few hours and tried it, or looked at the lab and said, "Well, you don't have, you can't do it, so you can't do it." All right.
Has anyone not read the accessibility document? Have we all read the accessibility document?
I should have a reread of it.
Oh yeah, I read it.
If you don't know where it is, it's in every lab folder, and it's in the zips.
Oh, then I'm probably gone.
You can't miss it. And if it isn't in any of those places, please tell us, because we'll make sure it is. We basically spammed the site with this thing. What else? 8.9.1. If you didn't do it, now you can. It has been put up as of like 2 months ago where it should have been, and I don't know why it wasn't where it should have been in the first place. So if you do not remember doing a search for NIC drivers in a worksheet, chances are you did not do 8.9.1. Please consider doing 8.9.1 soon. It's a great lab.
You sound so sincere, too. Once you've got that
It's a
faith, you've got it
challenge.
made.
I was just gonna say.
Yeah.
I had a yeah. I sent you an email on that one.
Okay.
We actually found a way around that.
Pro
The
tip,
driver
yes.
they want you to find the drivers for a 3COM 3C905C, I believe. HP bought 3COM, and HP's site is not the best for screen readers, although it is usable. Sorry, it is accessible.
That's an
It's not
understatement.
usable. You don't need to find the 3COM drivers from 3COM. Try Google. Try
Yeah, just
Driver
Google
Agent.
it.
Try Driver
you
Guide.
yeah
Try.
anywhere
Yeah.
we just need the information. You don't even need to download them. We just need you to give us the information, and I'm telling you, like, the third result down has the information you need, but it does not have to be from
Yeah.
3COM.
And it even has the version number of the drivers too. That's where I
Yeah, it
got
has everything you need.
it. I
Wonder
just
if I've
was
done
duped
that one. I'll
because I mean
have
the
to have a
lab
look.
said
You have.
manufactured a couple of times, so I assumed you had to find it on the manufacturer's website. But yeah,
Well, at that time you
unless you want
could,
to
because
waste
3COM was
hours
the
of your life.
manufacturer.
Oh, okay.
One concern I had was going on to some third party thing and picking up a nasty virus like I'm trying to deal with. Post on my main machine now has picked up a virus and it trashed a bunch of stuff. So I didn't want to I didn't want to have to do that on my laptop too. So that's
You
but
don't have to
so there's
download it. You just click onto the site and look at the links. There's no need to download the driver. the site that I
If
went
you're
on to.
running IE8 or later, you've got a pop-up blocker. If you've got reasonable antivirus, you should have a protection. And Grace will tell you about the site that she's just logged on to. If you don't, then perhaps, we need to provide you with some antivirus assistance. The sites that we're pointing you at are not sites that are likely to carry
Yeah,
drive-by malware,
Softpedia is
generally
good.
speaking.
Yeah. Oh, Softpedia is a really good one. I didn't think of that.
Yeah,
But
it
the
works
site
well.
that the site that you're gonna
Viruses
go
are
to.
found in some unlikely
Yeah.
places. My friend got
Absolutely.
into some gun websites and he just got slammed, absolutely slammed.
The pun there was great.
I saw one of those the other day, actually. I was looking for something, and
so great.
Yeah, it looked really dodgy. I was looking for information on a certain pistol out of a book or something, and yeah, took one look at this website and thought, yeah, nah, not going to go in there.
Oh, I don't know. I mean, he even just got, like, he had dialogues coming up, he had websites coming up, it was...
That's special.
A special okay. Hacker had to spend hours getting...
Two things. Firstly, the site that I'm thinking of isn't going to cause your computer grief. Secondly, if you're afraid of going to a driver's site, you can look up, you know, just put in the that site's, you know, name into Google and look down and you'll see either positive or negative forum reviews or blog reviews. Doesn't matter. Any site. If you're scared of going to a driver's site, put it into Google and see if it's legitimate.
Okay, sounds good.
May I now advertise our Imaging Up Your PC podcasts and our Backing Up Your Data podcasts once you have your virus infection in hand. Advertisement ends.
Oh, I wonder what happened to Brian Shaw. Oh, well.
Oh, I'm glad voice activation wasn't on. That was the most amazingly loud sneeze you guys missed. That's good.
Okay. I would ask... All right, we're going to start this role play here. A couple things. If you are the customer, I would ask that you, if you can, log yourself into Skype in case you need to Skype chat me and ask me a question about your situation. If you have MSN, that's preferable because if you have MSN and I have MSN, then you're going to have a much quicker, easier time typing at me to ask questions if you have a question that they ask
Twitter
and I didn't provide you the answer to. Which does?
Not timely
Twitter
enough.
DM.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Mine.
Oh, fair.
We're running from source. We've got streaming.
I'll get your DMs instantly, so if you want to do a Twitter DM, you can.
I actually don't have either on this computer that I'm running right now.
Okay, well, then.
Well, I don't think... Well,
then
you're
can
not
send
gonna,
an,
you're
you
gonna
can
be
send
the,
a private chat message in Ventura.
You're going to be
yeah,
the technician, though.
Private chat me.
All right.
People get to be students, or get to be, or not students, you know, get to be, you know, people.
Okay.
Not as many as last time do, but because we've got some very special characters that we've thought up for you guys. But, all right. So, with that, the rules are... This don't take this too seriously. This doesn't affect your grade. It's practice. It's fun. If you mess up, it's okay to laugh at yourself. This isn't a big deal. And have fun.
You may be
don't
laughed
Don't swear
at,
if you can help it.
We will laugh with you.
Yes, yeah, so we're not laughing at you. We've all made these mistakes.
Yeah, and keep profanity down because we would like to put this up on the website. I don't want to have to censor you guys.
Yeah.
we'll try. All right. Who wants to go first?
I was actually wondering if I could.
Oh, yes, you can! And I don't even have to talk to your person because they already know what they're doing. Go ahead and answer the phone and you will have somebody on the other.
So I don't have a blurb as to, I don't know, like, I'm not with a certain company or anything?
You are an independent technical support consultant.
Right.
Be creative.
Good afternoon, you're speaking with Luke. Oh, I'm sorry, did
I... Are you trying to pull me and I'm not paying attention?
Yes, it's you! Luke's going!
Oh, you didn't say... I forgot you gave him to me. I'm sorry, I forgot you... Okay. I have to apologize and say that my character does sound like someone we used to know. So, apologies out of the way. Hello, how are you today?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you doing?
Well, I'm having a bit of a problem. My friend Amelia told me about something I could do, and it made it really easy for me to use my computer, and I could read everything, and it was great. And then my grandson came over, and it's not doing it anymore, and I need a way so that I can use my computer without killing my eyes, and I don't have new glasses either. So, can you help me?
Yeah, I'm sure I can. Can you just give me some information first, though? What was this way that you were told about of using your computer? What do you know about that? Was it a certain program or?
It was this thingy, and she said, "You have to go." I don't remember. This was like a year ago.
Okay. Did you set it up, or who set it up for you?
Let's see. I did it, but I don't quite remember. But it's okay. Something in Windows I did.
Ah, okay. All right. And you say your grandson came over and changed a setting, or you don't know what he's done to...
Yeah, it was working fine, and he changed it, and now the words aren't big anymore. It's really hard to see it.
Okay, that's fair enough. Listen, what operating system are you running, do you know?
Windows 7, yeah.
Okie dokie, that's good. Thanks for telling me that. It sounds to me like what has happened is that your Windows magnifier might have been turned off.
Oh dear. Okay, how do I turn that back on?
Okie dokie. I'll talk you through it. If I can, I'll just go into the settings on my computer. So that I can help you more easily. If you go into hang on a second, let me look this up.
Now look, do you want to call this person back once you have figured out how to do it?
I suppose I could. Personally, I would have just put them on hold and have a look, because what I'm struggling to remember here is actually what the thing's called rather than sort of where it is. Do you know what I mean?
Any suggestions go ahead.
Yeah, if you think you're going to get back to this guy within 15 to 20 seconds with what you need to tell him, hold's a good idea. But if it's going to take you 2 or 3 minutes to rat the information up, I'd recommend a call back. That's been my experience. I don't know what this guy's name is.
And you will get to call him back.
Oh, I'm sorry. My name's Harold. I forgot to tell you that. I'm getting old.
Okay, Harold. Well, thank you for waiting. Sorry, sorry to put you on hold like that. I've found the thing I think you're looking for. If you go into your search box,
yes,
and if you type in magnifier,
how do I get there with a
result there.
How do I get to this search?
Okay, I'm sorry.
Box?
Okay, if you click start, or else press Control Escape.
The start button. There it is in the bottom left corner. Okay, and I type in magnifier. You say, all right, here we go.
That's right.
Oh,
yeah.
There it is. Oh, and I can now. It's big now. Yay! It works now.
Okay. All right. So it's all come back for you, and you can
now
see
I can,
what
now
you need
I
to
can
know.
See it again.
Okay,
thanks,
that's wonderful.
So much.
To hear. No problem, and feel free to call me back if you've got any other problems or if you need help with anything else.
Okay, thank you. Goodbye.
No problem, thank you.
I was wondering
Great
whether
job.
You'd get that. That was good.
It took me a while, actually, because I'm going, oh no, don't, you know, because I've never used Zoom text.
And I was
Zoom
trying to be
anything
I was trying to be kind of vague because I wanted to see where he'd go.
You know,
good
that was,
job!
I had so much fun thinking of that one too.
Yeah.
Anyone got?
No, I just need to close the half a dozen things I need to open on this thing.
Yeah.
When I was
if you really, interestingly, yeah. If someone ever does need to load Magnifier, if they can remember it, you can hit Windows plus Windows Shift equals, and it should come up. I think.
Okay. Yeah. That's the other thing. I'm going.
See if it works.
I'm sure there's a keystroke for this, but I didn't know.
Windows,
and I couldn't
you
remember
can bring
what
up
it was.
But actually,
yeah,
going into
the
start
one.
Button and typing in magnifier worked just fine. That was an absolutely great idea.
Yep, that worked.
Well, it worked for me, because first I typed in accessibility, and I'm going, God, but then I'm going to have to go through this and find everything in that. And I'm going, surely there's a better way. So I just typed in magnifier.
You can actually type in C. You can actually type in, like, blind or C, and it'll even come up with...
Oh, wow.
Oh, wow.
Really?
Yeah, because it's C.
Optimize your blindness.
On the screen or whatever.
Just for future reference, Sean,
if
you really wanted
blind,
to confuse me, you could have said you were on Windows XP. I would not have had a clue.
No, that wouldn't have been fair.
Windows U would have worked,
thing
yeah.
Said.
And the Magnifier.
That would
blind.
Have been a callback while I boot up a VM and play.
Yeah!
You put blind, and then it says magnify portions of the screen using magnifier.
Yeah.
I don't honestly think there is a magnifier under XP. At least
yes, there is.
It.
Yeah, there
is.
It's been there since Windows 98.
Arrow actually makes the Windows 7 and Vista magnifier.
Where? Because I haven't seen
Windows
it.
7.
If you hit Windows
U, it's under...
yeah,
it is
you can,
there.
It'll bring the utility manager up. It'll say start narrator, start magnifier, and all that.
I think it's just in the accessibility
Yes, there as well.
Yeah, under accessories.
Submenu next to narrator and stuff, I think. I know I've seen it.
Oh, it is. It is.
Yeah, accessibility under accessories. It's in there as well. Unless somebody's gone through their install and removed the accessibility tools off, and if they've done that, it won't be there. So I'd go and put them back on again.
It's there.
Sorry,
I
Grace,
just didn't see it.
You're fine.
I forgot you'd given him to me.
Yeah.
I know, he's like, hello?
That's the whole point.
Sorry.
Hello? Like, Sean!
I'm sorry.
We just talked about this like 12 hours ago.
I know, but...
He's getting old, though, Grace.
Exactly.
Yeah, I'll be right back if anybody calls on me.
Oh, okay. That's awesome. I like
that. Alright, so who, after Luke's fabulous presentation, wants to go next?
Not volunteering doesn't get you out of it. We are going to...
Yeah, no. I'll just start picking people.
If anyone
wants to save everybody else for a little while and do one, now's your time to speak.
I don't care. I can try and fail. I'll probably...
You're not going to fail.
Yeah, you'll probably do fine.
You're not going to fail. All right, Brad. Cool. I have someone for you that is... so I don't have to talk to anybody. All right. So... You are also an independent person. You're an independent... You work for HP, let's just say. So here we go. You can answer the phone, and you will have someone on the end of the line.
Hi, you've reached Brad with HP tech support. Can I help you?
Hi, this is Smash and Stacy from Lollipop Radio, and I just actually... I plugged in your external hard drive, And I can't get out all my music, and I've got a show in 10 minutes, and I don't know what to do.
What kind of operating system are you using?
Windows 7. My boyfriend bought me a new computer so that I could do my radio show on Lollipop Radio.
And this is an external drive you're using?
Yeah, it's my 2 terabyte drive that has all of my music.
Had you checked to see if the cords are plugged in properly?
Yeah, well, let me check again. Yeah, the power's all plugged in, and the USB's plugged in. Yeah, that looks all good.
And what kind of a drive are you using?
It's just like your HP 3.5-inch external drive. It's a 2 terabyte, and I'm plugging it into my computer, and it doesn't seem to work, and I don't know what to do. Can you fix it?
Sure. Have you had this working before?
Yeah, it was working yesterday.
Are there any indicator lights on the external drive that show that it's that's powered up?
Well, I actually can't see the indicator lights because I'm blind. But it seems to when I turn it on, it seems to like make a clunking noise, and then it just sits there, and I don't know what's going on.
Tried plugging it in a different outlet?
Well, I can. I've got a different power board here. Let me see if I can plug it in there.
That would be good. Try that, and we'll see what happens.
Okay. I've plugged it in, and I've turned it on, and it clunks. This brings it back towards the edge of the desk where it fell off yesterday. So I don't really think it should go in this outlet, but it still doesn't work.
So you're saying that you had dropped the external drive yesterday, fell off the desk?
Yeah, I was reaching for my big bag of Cheetos, and it fell. And, you know, I just plugged it back in today, and it doesn't seem to work, and I don't know why. And I've got a show in 5 minutes, and I don't know what I'm going to do.
Do you have any of these files on any other drives by chance?
Well, no. How would I keep 2 terabytes of music on anything but an external drive? Hello?
Well, I think probably what may have happened is you may have damaged your hard drive when it fell off the desk. If you have any other place that you have those to get you through your show, that might be a solution. Other than that, you may have to have your drive looked at.
Do
you have any other backups?
I don't know what I'm going to do. I don't know. What do I do with the drive? Is there any way I can fix it?
I think what may have happened is you may have damaged the drive, and you may have to have it taken in to a repair tech. I can't do that for you over the phone because it's a physical repair, which I can't obviously do over the phone. But if you have a another external drive or something that any other backups you could use to get you through your show, that you could do that. But I can't. I can't fix it.
Well, thank you anyway, but I don't. I guess I'll just have to find someone to fill in for me at 3 minutes' notice. My manager is going to kill me, but okay, I'll try and take my drive somewhere. Thanks so much. Have a great day.
Sorry about that. Thanks.
That's pretty awesome.
Great job.
I told you I was gonna fail.
No, you
fail.
Fine.
You did. You did exactly right. You told her the options that she had. You went through the troubleshooting. She didn't give you much information, but as you talked to her, you picked up the information. You picked up the subtle cues that she gave you of what had happened to this drive, and picked up on those right away. And you gave her the option.
Radio.
You need to take it to a repair store. I can't help you, but please take it to a repair store. Maybe they can.
You know, the irony was, I was actually on Team Talk on Tuesday talking to somebody who had stepped on their external hard drive and pretty much had exactly the same scenario.
Oh, no. Oh, no.
Well, I've heard of people riding over their, you know, flash drives with their wheels on their office chairs before, but...
I sat on an external drive once and busted the connector.
Oh my god. Man, if you step on an external drive hard enough to break it, you must be huge.
Yeah. No, you did really, really well. There was no
happy
solution.
No, you did not fail.
Yeah. There was no... You couldn't have fixed it for her.
But the poor lollipop gig. I mean, geez, it's going to be
the
gone.
Poor lollipop radio.
Yeah, I know. But I know these people who do that kind of stuff, so I thought it'd be really fun
actually,
to
Grace,
make a character
you know,
like that.
Radio Lollipop is actually the radio station at the hospital for the cancer, Princess Margaret for the cancer children.
Oh, shoot. Sorry. I just thought of that.
Well, that's different. That's...
Well, yours was a lollipop radio. It's not quite this.
No, mine was lollipop. It was just a little blindy radio station with, like, five listeners that, you know.
Yeah, well,
like the rest of them.
Think about it. The
you're way over there, Luke.
Hospital might be called lollipop radio.
Your microphone's up.
That's weird. Okay, I shouldn't be.
There we go.
But yes, interestingly, I think our children's hospital radio station might be called Lollipop Radio. I'm not sure why.
It probably is.
Friend was talking about it the other day.
All right, who's next?
Lolly Lounge.
Let's get it over and done with.
All right, and I need a volunteer.
Do you want me to do it?
Well, if one of the students wants to have a go at being
the
user.
But...
Yeah, anyone want to go?
He'll be back.
Yeah. Anyone?
I can if you want.
All right, come down to a pod. You'll be.
Luke
may
be being keyed up.
Oh, well, I'm afraid to know what in the world she's gonna come up with.
Is this thing on?
Oh,
this
you're in for it now.
Yes,
it
you're on. It's on.
You can
just think
it,
you could have gotten Lollipop Radio.
You're pretty smart.
I'll go next now that this works.
Yay! Thanks for the cute recording, Brian. I love those. He does the little kid and him walking home from work, and I love it.
Oh, yeah? That's cool.
Yeah, on Twitter. They're awesome.
You'll have plenty of material for his 21st, if you actually...
Yeah.
Testing
the Olympus outside to see how it did without a wind cut feature. And not bad.
All right.
Yes. Okay, so I'd set your sensitivity to low, though, if you're recording outside. If you're using the Olympus, it stops it from the limiter from clipping.
You do realize that burp is on the recording, right?
Who burped?
Oh, bummer, I missed it.
Yeah, I didn't hear anyone
burp.
No, we
didn't hear it, unfortunately.
I didn't either.
I heard it just as you guys joined the channel at some point.
Oh, you're waiting.
Burp
comes
back. Oh, no, that
I
must have been
too.
Just...
It must have been at home.
Yeah, it must have. I didn't hear it.
Yeah, we didn't hear
okay.
that.
So, Brian Shaw, this is a call that you get because you are working for some corporation, and you are in their internal help desk. This is a call that you receive.
Thank you for calling the help desk. This is Brian. How can I help you?
Yeah, hi. My name's Luke. Listen, I can't believe I'm doing this. I should not have to call you guys. I mean, I've got a problem with my computer, and... It's really annoying, actually, because it's got all my meeting notes and stuff for the day on it. Basically, it will not turn on, and, yeah, I don't know why, and as I said, yeah, I I shouldn't need to be calling you guys. I've been working with computers for, like, ever, and... But, hey, I don't know. It's... yeah.
Alright, what are we working with? A desktop or laptop?
It's a desktop. And yeah, it's... We're running Windows X... Windows 7, and... Yeah, as I say, I've tried everything that I can think of, but...
Okay. And you're saying it's not turning on, so when you push the power button, you don't hear any fans, you don't see any lights.
Well, no, I couldn't see the lights anyway, but yeah, no, I'm getting no fan noise, the hard drive's not spinning, nothing's warming up, nothing's doing anything.
Okay. How are you connected to your AC power? Do you have a UPS or a power strip?
No, just got everything in a standard power strip, just plugged into the wall.
Okay. Have you tried flipping the switch on the power strip? Maybe it got turned off by accident, which has happened.
You know, I looked at all the switches on the power board, and I looked at the switch on the wall, and that, although, I mean, there's no reason, I'm the only one who's been here, and I was on the machine yesterday, and I know I haven't touched it, so, but, yeah, I looked at that.
Alright,
but, yeah, there's no warmth, or no nothing, and anything, all the switches are working, but it just won't turn on, the monitor won't turn on, the speakers won't make noise.
Okay. Is there a switch on the back of the computer, on the power supply? There, some power supplies have a switch on them that, if that may have gotten flipped for some reason, that would keep it from turning on.
I looked at that, I hadn't touched that. I mean, I don't know, I've been working with them for ages and stuff, as I said, so, yeah, I don't know, all I can think of is that maybe something tripped last night in the electrical storm we had or something, but everything else in the house is working, so I can't think what would have.
Okay. You said you had an electrical storm. Then my next best
guess...
Yeah,
we had a bit of lightning last night.
Okay. My next best guess then may be that if your power strip is working, you may have to have a replacement power supply put in. I'm wondering if that might be the case, if you had lightning possibility through the power strip.
I can only assume the power strip's working. I mean,
do we have something else
I guess what
you
I mean
can
is
plug in and test it with?
Into the wall outlet, you mean?
Well, you can either just plug the computer in direct to the wall outlet, or try plugging something else, a fan or something, into the power strip to see if it's working.
Alright, hang on, give me a second, I'll see what I can find.
Hey Brian, while he's looking, what else might have gone wrong with a power strip? With like a surge protector, when a storm has happened. The switches all, you know, seem to work or whatever, but there's something else that might need to be done.
Power strips. Oh, the nice little reset button on them, right?
Yeah, try that.
Okay, sorry about that. You're there.
I'm here.
Alrighty, I've found something else, and I've unplugged the power strip and just put that straight into the wall, so we'll see how that goes. Okay, that works. But then, yeah, I put that into the power strip as well, and, it just didn't seem to do anything, so I'm assuming it's a problem somehow with the power strip. Could something have tripped there?
If you had lightning, there's usually a reset button you can push on the power strips. Give that a try and see if it works.
Oh, that little round button on the end. I hadn't looked at that. Okay, I'm feeling really dumb. That seems to have actually... I've got fan noise and stuff. It looks like the machine's booting up.
Alright, I'll wait on the line just to make sure it boots up. But it sounds like we have the situation solved.
Yep, looks like we do. Yep, it's come up. Alrighty, thanks for that.
Not a problem. If you need anything else, give us a call back.
I'll try not to. Thank you.
You actually brought in a sound. Oh my god,
yeah, you win! You totally win!
How did you bring in a sound? Virtual
audio? We haven't heard that at all.
Oh, was it sound?
No, it was an electric razor.
Oh, fair enough.
Brian, that was really good.
Wow, that was just funny. I wasn't expecting that. My family, I'm absolutely rolling at me.
It seemed appropriate.
That was unexpected and awesome. Yes, it was great.
Yeah. Brian, that was very good. Excellent customer service skills there. You didn't need help finding the problem, but you asked all the right questions, and you weren't going to,
Blame the customer for possibly...
Yeah, you didn't blame the customer.
Search. That's important.
Which is awesome.
Mm. And sorry for being so mean, by the way, because if you,
you
did what
mean.
I would have done...
You weren't as mean as I would have been.
Well, no, but I said I checked all the switches, I thought, he's going to think
worse.
I checked the button as well, so...
Yeah.
I've dealt with worse, but I honestly didn't think about the reset button on the power strip.
We all forget they're there. I don't even know if one of mine has one. They don't all have.
Some do, some don't.
No,
mine has a little plate. Yeah, mine has like a little plate over each outlet that you slide up and down. It'll reset it.
Ah, fair enough.
I didn't think that's what it did. I thought that just made it so you couldn't use the outlet anymore.
I have had those outlets not work, and then I've slid them back and slid them one way and slid them another, and then it's worked.
Wow.
Oh, is that what those do? Okay.
Cool. Well, that was really good, Brian. That was excellent customer service skills there. You never blamed the customer. You stayed calm, and it was awesome.
Well, that kind of really does have a lot to do with personal experience and having to done. Having
well, that's
done
why I gave you a more difficult
phone
one.
Anyway, yeah, yeah.
All right, who wants to go next?
Oh, I suppose I could.
You don't have to.
You've already done one, I think.
Oh yeah, I did. Yeah, that's true.
No, you
yes,
did one.
Me and the angry Russian.
You got.
Yeah.
You paid your dues. You had quite a difficult one last year.
Yeah. You
go ahead, Yuri.
Watch. Yes.
I'll go.
All right, Pat. Now, does somebody want to, be the customer for Pat?
I'll take her.
All right, come down with.
Thanks a lot, Brian.
I think you should go to pod, one of the pods, Brian.
Yeah, I think that's where she went.
Oh, she's in the common room. I wonder if... Oh, no, she moved down. Okay.
I just found out one of my good friends.
Oh, I laughed so hard.
Oh,
I'm sorry.
That's a bummer.
If you let Grace know...
That was a shock.
If you let Grace know, she might schedule in for next week if it's a problem.
Oh, no, it's good. I can still do it. It's a friend I haven't seen in a while, but it was certainly a shock. He died of a massive heart attack a couple of days ago.
Oh my, that's sad.
Yeah, heavy smoker though. That's
one of my friends actually.
But I never blamed.
No, it's a $50 smoking tax if you work on computers that are full of cigarette smoke. Interestingly enough.
Oh wow.
What do you mean, Kerry?
Well, if you work on the computer of a smoker and you've got to clean all the smoke and tar and stuff out of the computer, he puts a $50 smoker tax on it and he notes smoker's tax on the invoice.
It's horrible.
Oh, wow.
It is horrible.
I wouldn't have thought that'd be
that
legal.
It's bad when you have to open a computer and you have to clean all that out of there. I've done it before. It's not fun.
It's not illegal. If anyone ever gave him trouble, he'd say a $50 cleaning tax.
Oh, yeah.
Fair enough.
Certainly.
You can charge what you want. Yeah.
Yeah.
He's not actually saying that the person themselves put the smoke in. He's just saying that there is cigarette smoke in the computer and you're being charged the smoking tax. He's not accusing anybody of putting the cigarette smoke in there. It could be anybody.
It's just a smoke tax as opposed to smoker tax. But that's just...
What's the best way to get that out of there?
I don't really think there is.
Air.
I think that's the problem.
Air?
Sometimes you've actually got to scrub it off the metal and stuff with a sort of a lint-free cloth or something.
Water and a
really.
Lint-free cloth. It's gross. Remember that computer you had, Luke? That computer was so nasty and dusty.
Yeah, I was just going to say, it couldn't have been as bad as that. I ended up pulling that apart, actually, Grace, did I tell you?
Yeah, you did. That's just disgusting.
It was,
it was
pretty
coated
bad.
In dust, you guys. It was absolutely...
It was feral, because someone had pulled out the CD drive and pulled out one of the adapter cards, and so there's all these massive holes in it everywhere, and then it's obviously been sitting in someone's basement or something for like years, and we took one look inside. Like we didn't even pull the thing apart. We took one look in through the CD drive case, and you run your finger along, and there's like just like it was like running your finger across sandpaper, and we're just like, ugh.
Oh, does anybody remember the videos where they actually had the snake inside the power supply?
No, I never
saw
that.
Wow.
Oh. No.
No. This person said there's a hissing sound coming from the computer, and they're just like, oh, okay, yeah, it could be a fan or something. And then when the tech actually came and looked at it, they tried to turn it on and stuff, and it had been hissing and stuff, and the warming up of the power supply had woken the snake up, and when the technician came to check it out, there's this snake with its head sticking out of the power supply.
Oh, my God.
Okay,
Pat. Get in the power supply to begin with.
Sorry.
It crawled in.
Oh, yeah.
I got one in the shop that had live roaches coming out when I opened it.
That's gross.
I believe that. Yeah. They love that. They love that.
Note taker keyboards, anyone, Kerry?
My Apple used to be a cockroach trap, and they used to run in through the Kensington lock slot because the bottom of the MacBook, it's all nice and toasty warm. And our boss, Ian Murray, was saying that the best place to find lots and lots of roaches, if you're looking for them, is in cash registers at pubs, because between the heat and the beer, you've got some very happy roaches.
Oh, I bet.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Absolutely. All right, Miss Pat. You work for GW Micro Tech Support, and Brian has a problem.
Good afternoon. You'd like to answer the phone. This is Pat from GW Micro. May I help you?
Yeah, my name's Brian. I got an interesting question for you. I just got a copy of Window Eyes, and I stuck it in my computer, and it doesn't seem to be installing.
Alrighty. What version of operating system are you running, please?
I'm running Windows XP.
And when you put the ROM into the drive, Brian, does it seem to spin up or do anything at all?
Well, it does. It spins up and just keeps spinning for some reason.
Alrighty. Have you had any trouble with this ROM before?
No, I haven't. I just was actually playing some music on this thing just a little bit ago. And when I went to install Window Eyes, nothing.
All right, Brian. Will you do something for me? Will you please open the tray to the ROM and check and see if we've got the CD-ROM, perhaps, upside down? That happens a lot.
Well, opened it. Yep. Huh. What do you know? I had it in upside down. I can't believe it.
Aw, that's okay. I do that quite often, too. No problem at all. Will you please turn it around, and let's see now if Windows will begin to install for you.
Do I need to make for the ROM closing noises?
Welcome to Windows.
Yeah, really.
Welcome to the Windows 7.5.
Yes.
If you would like to continue the install with speech, press S. If you do not require speech, press a key that I cannot remember.
I like Brian's.
Yeah, Brian did awesome.
And how's it working for you, Brian?
It's installing.
Great. Would you like me to stay on the line with you through the install?
No, thank you. I think I can get it from here.
Well, that's great. Thank you for using GW Micro. And if you have any other questions, please feel free to call us back.
Nice.
Awesome. Very professional and very good well sympathizing done. With the customer. Oh, it happens all the time. That's okay. I've even done it too.
Yeah, that was great.
Have you actually worked in tech support before?
I work with several of my friends to help resolve their computer problems. So that's basically it. I've never worked professional tech support, though.
Well, you should.
That's awesome.
She did something that none of us else did. She referred to them, used their name, and that was one.
Oh, she did too.
By the way,
one other person
did.
Yeah,
I actually
do that with customer service reps when I speak with them, and that my mom always says, you always make them feel so much better because you remember their name, unless it's some weird Indian
name.
I just call them.
Unless they absolutely murder your name, though. I've had ones that call me my name every 5 seconds, and I'm just like, I know who I am.
Absolutely.
That was very good.
Yeah, that was good.
Who's next?
I'll go next. This is Edward.
Okay. All right, Edward. You are an independent tech support person.
Okay, I guess I already have a client.
You do have a client. Well, you know, just one of these, call to get your computer fixed now. Call whatever number. So you do have a client, and this client is calling you up.
All right. Hello, and welcome to Tech Support. My name is Edward Alonso, and how may I help you today?
Oh, hello there, young man. My name's Daphne, and I have a real problem. You see, my computer isn't turning on, and I have so much work to do. I've been wanting to go and buy that new iPod at Blinky Lights, because I heard that it just sits there and blinks at you all day. And since my grandma's gone, I need something to entertain me, because I spent the last 6 months making a slideshow and touring the city, showing my slideshow to people. And, well, for some reason they don't want me to do that anymore, and I don't know why. And my computer won't turn on, so I can't get the Blinky Lights app, and I don't know what I'm going to do with myself. Do you have any ideas?
Well, I'm certain we can figure something out. When did this start happening?
It just won't turn on at all. I don't know what to do. I don't know how I'm going to keep myself entertained. I mean, I could scrapbook, but that isn't very blinky. A lot of colors, though. Maybe I could scrapbook. I don't know what to do. I just don't know.
Well, do you know when the problem started? I mean, was the computer working any time this morning or yesterday? Was it on okay?
Oh, yeah, it was working. I went to my Loss of Grandma support group this morning, and we had a wonderful time talking about our grandmas and showing pictures. And then I went to Kat's group, and I got them on the microphone, and I had Fifi making noises for them, and they all really liked that. And then I was watching QVC live on the internet, and I bought a really cool vase. But then it's not working now, because I turned it off to have lunch and vacuum, and it's not working now, and I don't know why.
Okay, is this computer a laptop or a desktop computer?
It's my desktop computer. I named it Tysophagus.
Oh, that's interesting. All right, well, can you verify that the power cord is plugged safely into the back of the computer and to the outlet either on the wall or in the power strip, please?
Oh, let's see. Well, it's plugged into the back, and the cord's nice and smooth and perfect. Not like that network cord that Fifi chewed up. She was a bad kitty that day. I couldn't believe it. I had to go all the way to Walmart on an epic quest to get a new network cable because of Fifi biting my network cable. I was so sad. Oh, let's see about this cord. And, oh, no, it's not plugged in. Oh! Silly me! I unplugged it to vacuum! I had to vacuum up all of Fifi's cat hair around the computer, and I guess I didn't plug it back in. Well, I'll plug it back in. Now, let's see if I can get the blinky lights to go. Oh, they're going! Oh, thank you, young man! You made my day! Now I don't have to scrapbook, and I can buy that blinky lights off I wanted! Thank you so much! You're my hero for the year!
Well, you're very welcome. If there's anything else we can help you with, please feel free to give us a call back. Thank you, and have a wonderful day.
I thought we were going to have a fried Fifi on the other end of the cord or something.
Blinky lights. Actually, I was going to say next it might be the power supply. Then we really would be in trouble because I think somebody would help her put that in.
Oh, yeah.
Can we take a screwdriver to the computer?
Yeah.
There used to be blinky eyeballs in, yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah.
Then she'd go to the land of the always blinky lights.
Yes, she would.
Yeah.
That's just wrong. Good job.
Very good job. And good job cutting her off and saying, well, yes, thank you, have a nice day. If you need help, have a nice day, bye.
Yeah,
and cutting it off so
that
she wasn't
going
to go off.
Oh, yeah.
Can I just mention one thing, though? Like oh, sorry.
Sure, go ahead.
Go ahead.
Maybe, well, I imagine this is company policy most places, but maybe you don't want to give your last name when you answer the phone. Personally,
actually,
I
some companies do.
But that's just me.
Well,
oh,
he's
okay.
His own
oh,
man.
Yeah.
He's independent. He can do what
yeah,
he
I'm
wants.
A...
I'm my own person.
He's an independent.
Yeah, I don't know. Just, yeah.
I do that with people now. Like, when I call companies, I'll say, and of course they don't know who I am, but they're going to ask, so why should I not just tell them? Because they still ask. And who am I speaking with?
That's
you.
True.
Yeah, I suppose.
At the tax department, you don't give your last name, the Australian tax department, because people come after you, because nobody likes
oh,
tax
yeah.
people very much.
Yeah, but in a computer shop, some people will.
Well, not only that, if you give your first and last name, well, they might, you know, if you did a good job, and perhaps, you know, it might be a local place where, you know, you've given someone good technical support over the phone, and they come in and they say, you know, I want that guy back, and you can build yourself some decent clientele that way.
Yeah,
but then again, it can work in your disfavor,
too. It's personal and company preference. It just really depends on the company and you.
Did you think you were going to get Daphne?
I actually thought this was a real person because y'all had been talking about her for, like, I think probably since the beginning of the class. And I was like, well, I don't know. I missed last character week because I had really crappy internet. And so I thought, I knew y'all were going to do this. And I was like, I thought I was going to miss that one.
All right. Good job, Edward. Fantastic. Who's next?
Thank you.
I'll go.
I can, Jamie, if you want.
Yay, Jamie! Yep. Okay. What's up? I'm sorry.
No, I was just saying I could go, but Jamie was first. You're good.
Yep, okay. We'll let you go if there's time. Because you also did one last time. But we'll let you go if there's time. All right, Jamie. Does anyone want to be Jamie's client?
Sure, I'll do that.
I could if you want to, Brad.
You
want to
do it?
Sure, why not?
All right, come down to the
pub. I think you'd make a marvelous client.
Oh, this is too fun. Sean?
I know why I got mixed up earlier. I thought she was giving me a different person to work with. That's why I got mixed up.
Yeah. I was going to see when you might be able to, between now and sometime Monday, because I'll be leaving back for Arkansas Tuesday, that you might be able to help me out with that RAM lab.
Sure, we can do that after lecture if you want.
Okay, yeah, that shouldn't take very long. I guess I'm missing something on it, so... Okay, that'd be great.
I still have a couple more of yours to look at.
I just made a mistake. I Alt-F4'd the setup box, and of course, Ventrilo went with it.
yeah.
I should redo a recording.
Start recording again.
Did I lose my old one?
Yeah, that will have...
No.
Yeah, that will have done.
You won't lose it, though.
So you should have stopped the old one.
Yeah, I don't think you lost it. It's just stopped. You'll have to start another one. That's all right. I've got one going.
Oh, plenty.
So do I.
Yes, but you've been popping in and out of the other channels.
That won't... it just means that she won't record anything outside her channel. So on her recording, we'll hear what she said to the people in the channels, which could be interesting.
Oh, that's true. That will be really interesting.
Yeah.
That will be cool, actually, yeah. All right, yeah, Brian, you're next. I didn't know that you wanted to go, but I knew that a couple of the students who did it last year didn't, so they aren't. But if you want to go, you get to go, and you'll be next. All right, go ahead, Jamie. You're independent. You are just basically a independent tech support representative.
Hi, welcome to Jamie's Tech Support. How may I help you?
Yeah, my name is Brad, and I got one of these here Gmail accounts here just the other day, and I'm trying to log in there, and nothing happening.
Okay, Brad, you created a Gmail account yesterday. Were you able to successfully log into it yesterday?
Well, I mean, I created this thing, and then I had to go because Bubba down there, he was going down to get some catfish down there, no, not the creek. And, I came back, and then I tried to get myself logged in there, and nothing would happen.
Do you remember what you set up for your username and password on that computer?
Yeah, I remember the passwords. It was Bubba123, but, I tried logging in there, and typing that in, and there's nothing happening there.
Okay, that's fine with the password, but how about the username above password? Did you type that in?
Well, I made that one Bubba123 too, because it's easier to remember, but you know, I just ain't logging in now.
Yeah, that is your password, but you should have something that says something@gmail.com. You know, some people do forget their username, so there's a link below that will email you a copy of your username and password if you have a second account. Hang on.
You know, but let me type in there. There's a bubba123@gmail.com. Let me type that in there and see what happened. Hang on one second.
No problem.
No, I mean, I just go up to the address thing there and type in bubba123@gmail.com and nothing happened. I just...
Did you also type in your password after that?
Well, there's only one place to type it in there up at that address bar thing there. You know, that's where you type your address. I guess, nothing happening. It gives me a 404 error thing there.
Okay, I see what's going on. You're typing in the address bar. Do you see on the page?
Well, yeah, I mean, that's where the address, you got an address, so, you know.
Yes, the address is the actual part where you type in the website, like www.gmail.com. Now, once you get to the
address is address, but so I goes up in that address thing, and what do I type in there?
Gmail.com.
www.gmail.com. And, well, let's see. It doesn't come up no 404 now. It comes up with this the website there, and it says, it says a login with your email address and password there. That might do it there, I think, then.
Okay. May I stay on the line until you type that in to see if we can get you logged into your email account?
You know what? I think you better stay on there because I just don't know. But hang on just one second.
No problem.
Well, shazam there it be. All right, thank you very much, lady.
Thank you, Brad, and I hope you have a wonderful day and call us back again if you have any other problems.
Thanks very much.
Oh, my God.
That was really good.
That was awesome, Brad.
That was very good.
And that did a quick day.
Oh, that was awesome. That was hilarious.
Because that was good. We come across are absolutely classic stereotypes. We were at apparently Bianca was at the shopping centre, and this phone rang, and it was Scotland the Brave, and this guy like pulled it out of his pocket and was like, "Hello, Jimmy. Yeah, I've got the stuff. Yeah, that's right. I've got it." And she was just in stitches.
Oh, no.
Oh, wow. Okay, Jamie. Not to be overshadowed by the awesome accent. You did really well. Very good
you
job
well.
Figuring that out.
Yeah.
That was kind of a weird problem. That actually happened to me, though. I actually
had someone trying to type their email address up.
I've had customers do that, too.
Yes.
That's hilarious.
That's I'm a real
problem logging into Gmail. Oh.
Well, I was going to suggest a lot of them forget to type the whole thing. A lot of them just put the username. They don't put the whole email address. And that's where I was
thinking.
And
some put in the password with caps.
Oh, yeah. They'll either hit that. Especially blind people, because they're always tabbing. And so they accidentally hit the, you know. And that was before it used to say caps lock off or on. Back in those days.
My favorite is people who type an address that you give them into the search thing.
Oh.
Sadly, though, that works for most of the stuff. And they can sadly get on with their lives doing that, even though it's wrong.
Well, no. Yeah, the search box. But no, there's the search thing. The search thing below the address bar. Like in IE, that doesn't usually
matter. Yeah, but usually if you have it set to Google, you'll still get where you want to go.
Yeah, I asked my mom the other day what some page was. She was looking up something for me, and I was like, oh, well, can you tell me the page? I don't know, I just typed in, you know, iPhone case, and it just brought me to a bunch of them, and I'm like, oh, well, great.
All right. all right, Brian is next. And we've got Carrie, who's going to work with him, because we had to think up something quickly for him that was a bit more challenging. Here you go, Carrie and Brian. Brian, you're working for the company you work for now, or some assistive tech company.
Thanks for calling. This is Brian. How can I help you?
Hello there. I've got this amazing problem with my computer. Oh, I'm having all sorts of problems with it. When a cursor around in the Word document, it don't read the lines out like it did yesterday.
So when you arrow around, it doesn't. Is it reading anything, or is it saying blank, or is it just reading random things?
Well, it's sort of saying blank, blank, blank wherever I curse around. I mean, admittedly, it wasn't quite as impressive as when they turned all my text font green and I didn't even notice, but I don't think anybody's been messing with it this time. I just came in this morning and it wasn't reading anymore.
Oh my God.
Sorry. So your color has changed now. Is it? Do you know if somebody has changed it to green or changed any of your fonts, or is it fairly normal? Maybe you don't know, but we can check that.
Oh, sorry there. I was just telling you about what happened last week, but yesterday, no, nobody's been playing with it since last week. I had a right talking to him. But I came in this morning, and I thought, well, I'll open up my to-do list in Word like I usually do every day. It's the one with the little shamrocks at the top of it, and it says to-do stuff that I should be doing today. and I can't read any of it, so I don't know what I'm supposed to be doing. Well, I do. I'm on the phone to you trying to get it fixed. So if you've got any idea why it would have stopped reading, it actually, now I mention it, it doesn't read a lot of other things either. I just tried alt-tabbing out of it, and it doesn't read a lot of things now.
And you're using a screen reader, I presume, because you're using alt-tab rather than the mouse. Which screen reader are you using?
Oh, I'm using a Shark. You know, the jars for Windows for thing. You know, if wishes were fishes with all cursed nets in the sea, but I'm running Jars version 12.
Okay. When you start your JAWS, did you get an error message? Did it pop up a window that you recall that said something about video intercept not being installed?
Well, no, you mention it. There was this kind of confounded box that came up when I turned the thing on. I just, like, okayed it and put it in the background. I didn't think it was anything important. I think it said something about error, and then there was, like, this execute button, and then there was this OK button and something else.
But you've closed that now. You don't have it on the screen anymore?
No, I tried to open up the document because I was, like, late to work. I got stuck on the Dublin subway, and I don't know whether there is one there, but I got stuck on it this morning. I was late to work, and the box came up, and I just, like, closed it down because I thought I was going to get into trouble for starting late again. I certainly did get into trouble last week after the incredible blinder I had. I got into work half an hour late, but yes, I closed that box down.
Okay, the easiest way is to actually get that back. So if we could unload JAWS by doing JAWS key, probably insert an F4, and then we'll make it go in, and I'll give you the steps to sort of get it fired up again, started again, and we can proceed from there.
All right. That looks to have killed the shark dead. It's not talking anymore anyway.
Okay, can you now press your Windows key and R? And it won't speak at this point, obviously, but when you do that, can you type JAWS 12 as one word with no spaces and press enter?
All right, Windows R JAWS 12. No, that didn't work. I pressed the Windows key, then I let it go, and then I pressed the R key, and then I typed in JAWS 12, and it didn't do the right thing.
Okay, no. Sorry, I should have been clearer. If you hold down your Windows key and press R and let them both go simultaneously, that will actually bring up the Run dialog of Windows where we can type a program name, and then if you type JAWS 12 into that and press Enter.
Oh, right. It says there's a problem with the video intercept or something. And, oh, I've never seen this box before.
Okay, if you tab around, I think it will say, if you press tab a couple times, it'll say... I believe it's Show Video Intercept Information Radio Button. Is it saying
yeah,
that?
Right, yes, I found there? That one.
Okay, and if you press right arrow, it'll say Install Video Intercept?
Oh, yeah, that's right. It says Install Video Intercept. Yeah, I can see it there, right there now.
Okay, and if you tab once more, you'll get a button that says Execute. So if you could press space on that, please.
Right, I've hit the Execute button. I think it says something about needing to reboot or something. Is that normal?
Yeah, that's a normal occurrence when you do this. It'll ask you to restart the machine. And if you press space on the OK button, it'll reboot all on its own.
All right, well, it's rebooting right up now, and it's making all those click whirry noises, and there we go, it's up. It seems to be talking, and I've just opened the document, and the first point says, drink 3 points of Guinness. Oh, thank you very much. Absolutely brilliant. Thank you very much. You've solved my problem.
Well, we're very glad to be of service.
Kill the shark, well,
give me some of that Guinness too.
That is so yeah. Hard to do for that length of time.
That was so funny.
I was going to see if he was going to ask him to save the document first. If he'd been messing around in it, he might have put some changes in it.
He probably didn't put anything in that would be.
He couldn't do anything with it. He didn't know what he was. He didn't know what he was supposed to do. How was he going to function?
He couldn't even hear.
I
actually had that.
I've
had that happen too. It'll uninstall that, and it will. It won't do anything. Virtually.
Good job, Brian.
Unless you have NVDA.
Yeah, it was a good job.
And you got lucky that JAWS actually brought that box up for you because. Half the time when the intercept is busted, it
actually, fairness, 12 will not. 12, you can't do that. 12, you have to actually repair it.
You have to have something
There's
else.
There's no sort of execute video intercept manager anymore.
Oh!
Really?
None of the tools?
New. It's gone from any interface available.
Great. So you have to basically call Freedom Scientific and spend hours on the phone with them at your expense.
No.
You uninstall JAWS.
You have to
do the
repairs.
Yeah.
No.
Oh, okay.
No, you can actually... They fixed it a little bit. And now you don't even have to do big, long executable file name /type:\repair. You can actually download the executable again and run it, and it will correct it. It will repair itself.
Sweet.
I wish they hadn't taken repair out.
Ah, that's stupid.
Well, great job, Brian. That was hilarious.
Yeah, that was good.
And fun, and you did really well, and you didn't laugh too hard at it.
Yeah, that...
I couldn't made it through without laughing.
He almost did without laughing.
Yeah, that was quite funny. I noticed you key up one time, Brian, and you just did this... I thought it was... Yeah.
My Irish accent's not as good as his.
Yeah,
it can be rather challenging to do, though, my old son.
It is.
It's very difficult right. to keep it constant. It wobbles a bit.
Yeah.
All right.
This is good.
I think
was hilarious.
Yeah,
it was hilarious. I think Sam and Vanessa are it. Which one of you is ready to go?
Yeah, okay.
All right.
That laughter didn't sound good.
No, you're fine. Who wants to help out Miss Vanessa?
I'll do it.
All right, Edward, come on.
Oh, she's going to hear him tell Edward. She's going to, since she's right there.
No, she's at home. She's at home today.
Oh, that was a funny.
Yeah, this recording, was, I guess I'm going to have to download because, for some reason, my wireless is
all
going
of the supplemental
slinky.
Recordings are good. Oh. Well, one of them's...
Edward will take a minute.
And he's macking it out again. I all of a sudden had to scramble for my adapter because I got your battery is at 10%. I'm like, oh, crap, I'm recording. I need to... But I...
Yeah, that can be bad.
You're lucky you got the warning. Sometimes the battery falls below the threshold and you've got like 3 seconds between 10% and...
This one's actually, for now, pretty good about it. I usually get about 15 minutes.
Oh, that's good.
For some reason, when I'm running a virtual machine and my Mac battery goes flat, it doesn't seem to be as good at telling me, and I think that's due to a lot of power being used for the virtual machine.
Vanessa, you work at the school help desk, and you have a student that is having issues.
Do I just go?
Yeah, you just say, yeah, whatever. Hello.
Hello, you've reached the school help desk. How can I help you?
I wonder where you
Okay, you don't see that.
I'm here, but she got cut off, so I don't know if it was just
Did
me
she?
Or...
No, she said hello, welcome to the school help desk. Yeah. Came through here.
Okay, I missed that. Okay. Yes, hello there. Good afternoon. I'm actually calling from a university campus here. I'm actually in a university campus library, and I have a netbook here. And my professor really needs these papers, and I'd love to put them in their Dropbox, but I cannot seem to get access to the internet to send them to his Dropbox. I was wondering if maybe you could possibly help me out with that.
Yep, if you're, what do you call it?
Well, I don't know. It's just, I don't know what I call it. I call it, I can't seem to access the internet. I mean, it's got one of these, you know, things like wireless things, you know, hooked into it somewhere. I can't find it, but they say it does. And, you know, it's supposed to just connect, like, you know, wireless, like, without wires, but it's not doing that.
What operating system are you using?
I'm actually using Windows 7. It's a brand new laptop. My grandpa bought it for me. He just, you know, walked into the store and he was like, I need one of those little tiny laptop things. And they gave it to him. Well, he had to pay for it. They didn't just give it to him. But, you know, and I really like it, except, you know, my professor really needs these papers. And, you know, I'm at a university campus library here. You know, I should be able to, you know, wirelessly or without wires connect to the internet. And it's just not working.
Have you connected to any other wireless networks with it?
Oh, yeah. My girlfriend actually has a wireless network, and I've been trying to get her to secure it. I mean, she just leaves it wide open. I connected to that a couple of weeks ago, and it just logged right in.
If you can't hear that from here, she's thinking. There are thinking noises, but you won't be able to hear those from the other end of the phone.
I'm glad I stayed.
Well, I was...
Okay, Vanessa. So, you've got a laptop that won't connect. What do you have to do to your HP to get it to connect sometimes? Is there something that you have to do when, you know, when you can't see any wireless networks or it just won't connect?
Normally do like a view wireless networks that are available, and it brings up what's available, and then you click on which one you want to use. Sometimes you have to put in a password.
Right, but what if there aren't any networks there in the view wireless networks, and you know there are networks around you?
Not sure.
Think more global. I can't ask him a question, but I'm wondering whether he's been on an aeroplane recently, for example. Maybe he's been on an aeroplane with their laptop?
They talked about this situation in Module 6.
What might cause there to be no wireless networks around when you know for a fact there is one?
Good question.
Well, I'm presuming there's one, but I can't see anything, so I don't know
you
if
can't
there
see
is
it.
Or not. That's what I'm trying to
we'll say there.
Determine.
There is. There is. But you can't see it right now.
I got no idea.
Okay, that's okay.
Okay, so the question stands. Have you had that laptop on an aeroplane recently, perhaps? Did you take it anywhere recently?
Yeah, actually, I did. I went down to see my my family in Texas, and so they told me to disable the Wi-Fi or some such foolishness like that.
Is your wireless network on?
My wireless.
She said
network,
on was the last word that got cut off.
I'm not. I don't think it is. I actually had somebody do this for me on the airplane because I was trying to figure it out and they were really wanting to close that door and they're like, you must turn all this off, and I just didn't know how to do it and I just kept pressing keys and it just did it somehow.
It sounds like your wireless network thingy. I can't think of the word. Sorry, but it sounds like that's turned off.
Yeah, I believe it is. But. I cannot remember. I remember turning it off, but I just don't remember how to turn it on. Do you have any, ideas as to, is there any kind of, key sequence or magic dust code or something that I can maybe type in, like, hallelujah something, and it will come on, or what?
Did you say you're using Windows 7?
Yes, ma'am, I am, actually.
Great, I'm not really familiar with Windows 7 that much. That's why I can't
talk
to you that bit.
Well...
it's not actually Windows 7 specific.
It's not actually Windows 7. It's not. What you do, and have a look at your laptop tonight, and you'll see this. There are function keys, and on those function keys, you have little pictures of stuff. And one of them is a wireless. So you just press
function keys.
Your
mine's got a button at the top.
Oh, okay. Yep, yours does. Some have buttons. Some have little pictures of function keys. Some have switches. What he'd need to do is find the switch button or key that would turn his wireless on. If he's sighted, you just tell him to look for the Wi-Fi symbol, which most sighted people would actually know, on the key or button or switch.
It's like
if he's
a little
not,
radio
you tell him,
tower looking.
Yeah, it's a little radio tower with a little antenna on it. And
yeah, my laptop's got one. I was just trying to explain it in words. I was like,
and if he's not sighted, you would have to tell him to look at his manual to see which one it would be, if possible.
Or have someone look for him.
So there's actually no way to go in and there's actually no way to.
Nope.
I mean, you can turn it off and on with the key. There's no way to go in and
Because that key does it in hardware oftentimes, or at least close enough. The system doesn't even know that it's off. The system doesn't know.
The system doesn't know it's there.
Wow. So it's like basically the equivalent of pulling the NIC card.
No, yeah, ours doesn't. It's off in BIOS. It's disabled. It's gone.
Because mine will actually show it when I use FNF2, it still shows wireless in the system tray. So it knows that the computer should have one. It just doesn't do it.
Well, what actually happens is the wireless icon stays in the system tray, but it says wireless network unavailable or something like that.
And
it actually takes the PCI device out of the PCI device list, which is why on some laptops when you disable wireless, it goes
didink,
and the actual
card
disappears out of the device list.
So it's basically like ripping the card. That makes a lot of sense. Hardware-wise, it does.
Absolutely. Well, Vanessa, good overall customer service skills. Being familiar with more technical terms instead of the Wi-Fi thingy would probably have helped.
I just couldn't think of the words. I'm like, what is
that's
cool?
Okay. But good manner. You didn't blame him, which was nice.
Yeah.
And you asked what questions you could ask with the knowledge that you had. So on the customer service end, really good.
What if she had escalated
She might have escalated it.
She
could have escalated it, possibly.
Or she could have said, let me ask some colleagues. Maybe they might have an idea. Because, unless you're an independent contractor, you may have some people in some cubes next door. You can.
She was working at a help desk, so she could have done that, possibly. And even if you are an independent contractor, you still could ask somebody. You might have a network of people.
You could call them back.
Or you might have more than one person in your office.
I think this is very funny when you're finished.
Well, I was just going to say, I think this is something that I've always wanted to do, is help people out, because I do it every day without realizing it. In fact, I didn't realize how much I did it until I started taking this class, and I got this idea to start timing the times when someone would, you know, just out of the blue say, oh, you know, I've been having some trouble. So then I would start my stopwatch, and it would take a while to, you know, depending on the person, to get this information and troubleshoot it, and this wasn't documenting it or anything. This was just helping them out, and we don't realize that a lot of us do this on a daily basis.
Consultation timer.
Yeah, consultation timer is great.
Yeah, have you played with that?
It'll email you can... logs and stuff.
Yeah, yeah, it's a little timer, and you can start it off, and you can set your hourly rate and stuff, even if you're just playing around, and then it'll actually email you the log of how much time you've spent on it. So you stop it and start it and stuff when you're working, and it'll keep track of how much time you spend on a particular job.
And you know what? Kind of cool. It's interesting see. It's fun to make yourself an hourly rate, and see how much money you would get. Yeah, it's an iThing app. How much money you would get in the course of your day if you're sitting down and doing this stuff? Because you don't realize the value that you have on yourself, or you know, how valuable you would be in a work situation until you do.
And this is something, technical support is something that's not going to go away either, because people are going to need it for a long time to come, whether it be portable devices or, you know, something of that nature.
Well, yeah.
Yeah.
Everyone's going to need to know how to use that stuff. And I don't know about your place, Sean, but I mean, the government is happy to pay me $40 an hour to train people on equipment that they buy for them.
That's because they don't have.
I'm
to
quite
do
happy.
I don't
to
get
that.
That much money, but
wow. I don't get that. Okay, much, so we've got one more. We've got Sam. Sam, are you here and able to talk?
Well, let's see if my internal mic works. My headset mic is not working.
It does. You're fine.
You sound good.
You might. Yeah, you're fine.
If you can get a little tiny bit closer,
if you can get closer,
that'd putting
be good,
your nose
but if
on
you
the...
can't, you can't.
I'll bend over.
There you go. All right. Who wants to help Sam out?
All right.
Okay, Brian, come on down.
Which pod?
Pod.
Can I just say, too, in the interim, I just had a very weird experience, and it's just ironic since we're actually doing, like, customer service role plays. I picked up the phone and answered hello like I normally do, and I get this gabble of some very foreign-sounding language, and I just said, I'm sorry, it turned out to be a wrong number, but I don't know where the guy was from, but he was... Oh, yeah, can I speak to Michael? I'm sorry. Yeah, Michael. Yeah, no, we don't have a Michael here. It was very, very amusing.
Yeah, I got one of those once. This really crappy girl, and I forget who she was asking for. But I was like, no, sorry.
I had a drunk guy sit down next to me on the bus and kind of murder himself, and he's talking to me and going, do you have an ailment? And I said, no, I'm just blind. And he's like, I have an ailment. And I felt like saying, yeah, I can tell. You're quite moved by the spirit. You have your ailment, you don't know when to stop.
Said you've had a heat ails, mate.
Yeah.
Yeah, I should have, yeah.
That's great.
Okay.
All right, I'm ready whenever you are.
Yep, it's Sam's.
What kind of role is Sam in as far as what kind of support?
Sam is, let's see. Sam works for Dell, and he is at the Dell tech support desk today.
Sounds like a nightmare to me. Okay.
Sorry.
We know how good much evening. This is Sam at Dell. May I help you?
Yeah, hi. I'm trying to start up my computer here, and it's not turning on. Like, the fans come on, but nothing else is happening.
Okay, well, let's see what we can do to help you out here. Could you give me your name, please?
Oh, sorry, I'm Brian. And my service tag number is whatever.
Okay, I've got that now. You're a paying customer. Very good. So you turn your computer on and you get fan noise. Do you get anything else happening?
No, it just sits there.
All right. How about visually? Do you get anything on your monitor?
I'm not actually sure. I'm a blind user and I use a screen reader, so I'm not sure if there's actually anything coming up on my screen.
Okay. Screen reader user. All right. So this is all that happens when you turn your computer on. Noise, correct?
Yeah, I think the hard drive is spinning up. I can sort of hear it. They're pretty quiet, but I can sort of hear it, but it's not booting. Like, my Windows isn't starting, and I don't hear the usual sort of booting sounds of, you know, you can hear the hard drive sometimes.
Right. Tell me a little bit more about this Dell that you have here. It's not giving me very much information. Are we talking about a laptop or a desktop?
Yeah, I have a laptop. I use it for school, and I sort of copy files on it from my instructors and various things. They give me all my course material on thumb drives, and I carry it around.
Okay, very good. And when was the last time that this laptop acted in a correct manner for you? Today, yesterday, last week?
Oh, earlier today, it was fine. I mean, I used it before, like an hour ago, and it was fine. I had no problem at all.
Okay, good. Do you charge this thing on a regular basis? You got plenty of power there, do you think?
Yeah, I'm trying to run it plugged in at the moment.
Ah. Well, you got me stumped so far.
Okay. So let's think about this. We've got a laptop, and he mentioned that he uses thumb drives to transfer things between himself and his instructors. Any ideas, you know, let's think about why a computer might not be...
Well, there are the old-fashioned reasons, which won't apply, probably, because, yeah. I mean, if it had a floppy, you could have a disk in the floppy
okay.
drive.
So we don't have a floppy, but he said something about thumb drives.
Right. Might it be trying to boot from the thumb drive? I really haven't experienced that.
It might, actually. There are some computers that will try to boot from a plugged-in thumb drive, and it'll just sit there, just like a floppy.
I guess you can set that in the BIOS.
Or unplug the thumb drive.
No, I didn't mean that was the solution. I just meant that could be the reason that this happens. So, Brian, are you still with me?
I am.
Okay, sorry, I didn't mean to hang you up there. You did mention that you use thumb drives and get data from a variety of sources there. I'm just curious if you have a thumb drive plugged into your one of your USB drives or FireWire at this point.
Yeah, I have a memory stick that I wanted to copy some files off plugged into one of my USB ports.
A good idea to try to pop that thing out and try to restart this machine and see what happens.
Okay, I'll take that out now and I'll turn the power off and turn it back on and hang on. Oh, it's making the right noises. I think it's going to start. Okay, I think that was it. Thanks very much.
Good job. You fixed it, man. All right, thanks. Call us back if you have any more problems.
Very professional, even though you weren't actually sure of what the problem was. But absolutely very professional, and good job. You asked his name, which was really good. Any other comments for Sam?
No, I think that was a good job.
All right, cool. Well, before we close down this exercise, any comments about the role play? Did everybody enjoy it? Did anyone learn anything or have any feedback that they want to give us?
I think it's fabulous. Just I think do it's a it good again exercise. Next year.
Yeah, it's a good exercise.
Did anybody feel
we do them every
under
term.
Pressure? Yeah, did anybody feel under a little bit of pressure once you're actually being asked questions by the customer?
No.
Yep.
Yes, well, I did because to come up with something with a Windows 7, I absolutely don't know that much about it at the moment because I don't have one.
Oops.
Yeah. Yes, I know. I'm going to have to learn.
No, that was my fault. I forgot what operating system you had because the thing wasn't operating system specific. That drive was toast.
Yeah, no, that's fine. But just, you know, as far as the little bit of pressure, yeah, because you don't know what you're going to get, and it's just because I'm just so in such a newbie. If it's something that I was more familiar with, I wouldn't be, but I'm just a newbie yet, so. But,
yeah. And then you get Smash and Stacy on
there.
The phone.
You get there.
You got Smash
and
Stacy.
Yeah, Lollipop Radio. Lollipop Radio.
What was that timer again, Carrie?
Consultant.
Consultation timer.
Oh, consultation timer, yes.
Okay, consultation. Is that a JB app or just a regular App Store app?
Regular.
Okay, didn't know which one to look in here.
Did people feel good once they had actually solved their problems or gotten a resolution?
I always feel good. It makes me feel better than even being paid to see that they're happy. Especially my blinking lights!
Oh, yes.
Well, I felt bad that Lollipop couldn't get on there and do her gig, but, you know, it's...
Not what you can do. Right.
That's her fault for not being prepared.
Yeah, basically.
It's not yours.
Or testing the drive before she went on air.
Yeah.
Or having
well, she did. It was 10 minutes before.
She needed to have backups.
She did.
Shouldn't have set it to where it fell off the desk
and
in
blue
the first
tech.
Place.
Mind you, yeah, mind you, it is true that, you know, two terabytes of stuff is pretty hard to back up.
Oh, get you another hard drive, Miss Lollipop. You bought one.
True. Yeah, wind the cat food back from, like, Ultra Mega Kitty Deluxe and spend some money on the hard drive.
How did you know she was a cat lady?
Just a
feeling. Of course
feeling.
She is. Maybe the cat knocked it off the desk.
Maybe it did.
Then the cat
no,
might
she did.
Not
reaching
that's
for her
exactly
big bag of
what
Cheetos.
Happened to me.
Oh.
My cat knocked my Flexstock off the desk and it did a backflip and spilled its battery guts.
Oh, wow.
And hasn't worked since.
Well, I hope you guys enjoyed yourselves. I know it can be scary to actually, you know, have to deal with a customer that is asking questions.
I love it.
But there's...
I got Carrie when I did.
Go weird.
That was fun.
I would have hated to
speak for yourself,
touch Lollipop's keyboard.
He was my
Oh, no, I'm not saying I'm not.
I had a good thought for one next year.
Uh-huh.
But I'm sure if I'm sure
well, actually,
a lot of people may have heard of it.
You might throw that to Grace or I so that we can incorporate
no,
it.
No, it doesn't matter because these people have already done one. I'll give it to someone new.
Yeah, they've already done one. That's true.
Well,
unless they want
I mean,
to
I can
again.
I can come in and do it anyway, but...
Oh, what do you want to do? Oh, yeah, of
actually,
course. What do you want to do?
I actually had a guy in college that went to college with me, and he said that there was a guy called up tech support and said that his cup holder on his computer wouldn't work.
Oh, yeah, that one.
Oh, yeah, I've heard that.
Yeah, I was thinking if I was ever a customer, I'd combine a couple of those things.
Yeah, that'd be
I'm
fun.
Nobody, has anyone actually ever, I mean, that's always the legendary you hear about it, but has anyone actually done that, like, for real? Or is it just one of those dumb email going around things? Because I don't really think
anyone
can
be that
dumb. I
don't know.
I
must
have
completely missed that.
There must have been. There was a line. There was a line. Have. Did you guys hear the story about a line?
No.
No.
I don't think.
Oh, this woman rang me up on help desk, and she's like, "Hi, this is Elaine. Is Mark there?" I'm like, "No, I'm sorry.
Oh, yeah.
Elaine, Mark is out for lunch." Oh, Oh, okay. Well, can you get him to call me? Yes, he'll be back in about, 45 minutes. Actually, I've just thought about it, and I don't need to talk to him after all. Oh, okay then, no problem. Thanks for calling. Anyway, phone rings back 20 minutes later. Is Mark there? No, he won't be back for lunch for another 25 minutes. I thought you actually didn't need to talk to him. Oh, you're right. Silly me. Okay, bye.
Love that.
Oh my
God.
I'm assuming she was stoned?
I don't know.
I should probably stop the recording.
Just ding it.
Okay.
Yeah.